What's up, Darren?
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's going on? How's everything?
I'm doing all right. Okay. My it looks like my Twitter isn't. I have.
We're not connected again.
No, we are. It's not connecting to my Twitter, so I don't know why that is. Whatever. But we are live everywhere else. And do you remember the time that we used to go live on the regular Sunday?
Do you remember how we used to vote? We had paper ballots back then. Do you remember?
What's up, everybody?
I'm thirsty.
Make sure you're hydrating. It's important.
Make some noise for the hydration.
Shout out to hydration.
Whoever invented water is a genius.
It was God. It was God. Yeah. He is a genius. Shout out to God.
Let's give a Don DeMarco for God, you know?
Don DeMarco. DeMarco.
Oh, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Colorado Show. We are coming to you live on Thursday because I was not here on Sunday and we didn't want to go another week without a show. So we're special Thursday live edition. We will be back on Sunday with our regularly scheduled show, and it is our DNCC special. It's a lot of fun.
It's a doozy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on in Chicago, and we will break it all down on Sunday. Tonight, we're going to catch up on the Centennial State news and some politics stuff. You know, probably more crime updates than we have time for on a one-hour show because...
Are we covering the pro-Palestinians?
I don't think so. I don't think they're on the list. There's a lot of crime. So we've got, you know, gun stores being robbed. We've got crime sprees. We've got newcomer gang members. We have people, kids shot at a party in Boulder. We've got all kinds. It's a crimey time. In the Centennial State. And so we're going to dig into that tonight. But first, we're going to do some political updates, a couple of things that folks should know as we head into the election season in earnest. We are now almost to the month of September, then it's October, and then it's election day. So it's getting close. It's going to get weirder and weirder as it gets closer and closer. And we'll bring it to you here on CDM and the Colorado Show, brought to you by Colorado Free Press.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Before we get into our political updates, I would like to hear from a couple of our amazing sponsors. We will be right back.
Yeah, this is a special report.
Knowing how to invest your money is harder than ever before. Dealing with stock market volatility, record debt, and terrorist attacks requires new thinking. At U.S. Asset Management, we can help you see the world more clearly so that you can move beyond the chaos and invest with confidence. Call us, visit us online, or drop by our office. U.S. Asset Management, helping you make better decisions with your money.
Contagion Kit is something new. Can you tell us about that and what's in it and what it's for?
Well, the Contagion Kit is specifically geared towards a respiratory virus. It includes some of the medications that we've been talking about that are well known to be able to treat respiratory viruses. And importantly, it includes a nebulizer, a way to aerosolize a liquid medication so that you can breathe it into the lungs. Again, these kits are not meant to replace your doctor or a relationship with a doctor. They are not meant for you to fly solo. solo. We have telemedicine visits available if you have any questions about the symptoms you're having. There is a booklet in there as well that supports and kind of coaches you through what symptoms you may be having from something. So these aren't meant to be a panacea to replace everything in medicine. It's a way, however, for people to feel and to be prepared, to be at the ready, to be more resilient, and to be more immune from the sorts of intrusions that we saw during COVID, where your insurance company or your own doctor or the pharmacist or the pharmacy was refusing to let people get a hold of medication.
And we're back.
Yeah. Boy says send him the link, and I'm like, yo, like, what is going on here?
So I figured out what's going while we had a break there. I figured out what's going on with my Twitter account. I changed my profile picture.
That'll do it.
So it hides the blue check mark, but I didn't think it took the features away from you. So I apparently can't go, because I went and I looked and I'm like, what is this? It's telling me I have to be premium, and I am premium. And it says we're reviewing your account. So apparently until they're done reviewing my account, I can't go live on
I don't know. How many?
You need to fix this. This is a problem. All right. This is not a fully functioning site.
Don't worry. Also, after the show, I'll get him on the phone.
Thanks. I appreciate it. We all know that Elon is a big fan of the show.
Indeed he is. Indeed he is.
Obviously. Yeah, no. All right. So let's start with ballot measures, because I think that this is important. And there are so many ballot measures this year. They're talking about our ballot in Colorado being thick as a book because of all the ballot measures. The deadline for ballot measures was, you know, for them to get enough signatures to be able to get on the ballot was the beginning of August. Many of them did. Many of them did not. We're going to go through what is on the ballot. Proposition 50. This measure would limit property tax revenue from increasing more than 4% from the total statewide property tax collected the previous year. Under the initiative, if a local district or government wants to increase by more than 4%, they would need the approval of the voters. Read more here. I don't want to read more about them raising our taxes. So, you know, it's taxation. I would say, and this is kind of weird because there's so many things to talk about. I think crime is the number one issue for me, you know, from a public safety standpoint. You don't want to live in a place where you think you might get stabbed on the way to the grocery store.
I did see Karen retweeted a video of somebody driving down Colfax, and it was nothing but tents.
Yeah. Like, well, yeah. I mean, that's pretty normal.
Didn't they have like a homelessness measure or something that
they've poured more money into homelessness than, you know, anywhere else. I've read
Gavin Newsom all over again.
Yeah, and it turns out that money is going to create more homelessness, not actually solve it.
Like why? Like, how do you
read the fine print, guys?
How do you use money to create homelessness? It doesn't make any sense.
So you pay a whole bunch of NGOs
right
to solve homelessness, and then they don't.
Okay. All right.
And that's pretty much how
and
it
then
goes.
They get and then you know the people who signed off on the money to go to these NGOs get kickbacks.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see. We've got Proposition 89. This measure would enshrine the right to abortion into the state constitution and prohibit insurance providers from denying coverage for abortions. If this proposition passes, it is enshrining baby murder into the constitution. This is a constitutional amendment to have the absolute utmost freedom to murder babies, and nobody can even say no about it, even your insurance provider. If this one passes, I do think I'm gonna have to leave the state because I don't want to be struck by lightning in, you know, when the fiery hail comes down from the heavens.
I totally understand.
I mean
you could just stay indoors.
I mean, fiery hail. I don't know that my roof is fiery hail proof.
Just paint it blue.
That works. Fair point. All right. All right. Yeah. No. So the abortion constitutional amendment, they're very excited about this. All the ugly barren women are super pumped about being able to murder babies, other people's babies, because they're ugly and barren.
You're not just going to run past that like you didn't say that. All of the what?
It's funny because it's true.
All of the what?
Oh, well, they're... Goodness. All right, I'm going to...
Go ahead. No, let it fly. Let's go. Let's start off with a bang today. Let's go.
All right, Proposition 91 is a measure that would prohibit the hunting of bobcats, lynx, and mountain lions in the state. We've talked about this one before, and it made the ballot, got enough signatures. We will be voting on whether or not we will be at the mercy of bobcats and lynx and mountain lions. They're attacking you. Don't you dare fight back. Or, no. Nah, it's about...
So what are you... How are you supposed to defend yourself...
It's not a public safety thing. I'm just being silly. It is about the hunting of those cats. And, you know, I don't know, man. When I first moved here, I think I've told this story. I've told you this story before. But when I first moved to Colorado, we lived in a pretty wild area right up in the foothills. And I remember the one day that we watched as a mountain lion took down a deer about, I don't know, 50 yards from our front door, and then proceeded to just chill with it for 2 days and eat it. And then he'd go under a bush and sleep for a little bit. Then he'd come back and eat some more of the deer. And that was a bit scary. It's not that far away from a massive predator that could kill you. The fish and wildlife, game people were like, yeah, you live in their habitat. So what do you expect? And I, kind of accept that if you, I don't live there anymore.
Is this like a normal thing or like,
I've only seen it once and, but it is for, if you live in the foothills, if you live in some of the more, rural areas, there is absolutely a risk. There was another time, same place we were living where my husband opened the garage door to go into the garage and there's just a bear sitting in the garage. He had knocked over our freezer and he was eating a bag of frozen shrimp.
Yeah.
Just bear chilling in the garage, eating shrimp.
So you literally could have just walked past him. He would have left you alone.
No, we shut the door.
Oh, okay.
And went back inside. And then eventually scared, came around the other side, scared him. And he went up in a tree and stayed there for a while. I think probably until the middle of the night, we were all sleeping and then he snuck away. But yeah, it's pretty wild here. You can, and so I'm not opposed to not hunting these cats. Is what it is. I think we have much bigger priorities.
So I know like Florida Panthers, like they hate loud noises. They can't stand it. Like you could just like ding 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 with a pot and they're just gone. because they don't know what you are. They're like, what are you?
I have a Florida Panther story too.
Okay.
So my sister-in-law was in Bradenton and I was driving over to her house. It was Parrish actually. So more wild and swampy than Bradenton, but in the same county. Right. And I pull into her neighborhood, her gated community neighborhood and, waiting for the gate to open, go just through the gate. And there is a Florida Panther walking across the street in my path. Now, he did not care about me at all. He stopped and looked at me and he's like, eh. And he just kept, sauntering. Because for folks that don't know, Florida Panthers look a lot like mountain lions, like just a little bit smaller than mountain lions, but terrifying large cats. and he's just, sauntered across the street. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I go to drive to her house. And there she is out walking her two little pieces of bait, tiny little small dogs, walking her two little baits like she's fishing for this mountain lion. I'm like, get in the house. She's like, oh, it's fine. It's Brian the Mountain Lion. Yeah.
No, that was Panther. That's just Trevor the Panther.
It's just Trevor the Panther. He's fine. What are you freaking out about?
It's like I was driving down the street one day and this enormous alligator is just crossing the street, like cars honking, and he's like, you guys are gonna wait until I'm good and ready to move. I'm tired of y'all.
Yeah, but I do love wildlife, and I think we have a duty as humans to protect them. And so, you know, maybe we do need to prohibit the hunting of bobcats, lynx, and mountain lions. I think that's hunting, right? Not self-defense.
Right.
So I don't care what the law says. If I'm being attacked, it's him or me.
I say just set up a bunch of traps around your crib and call it a day.
Mountain lion traps.
Bear trap will get them. That's fine.
Yeah.
No, set them up.
All right. So those are the ones that have made the. So this, I think some of these other ones have. So this is August 8th, updated August 8th. So some of these, I think, are also on the ballot, but we've got pending on a few of these. Like, for example, this 310 was originally called 301. Is that a typo or is they? Let's see. No, it's 310 now. This is, I think, the most egregious of the ballot measures. This ballot measure does three things. It removes the caucus, the party specific caucus, from being a mechanism to access the ballot. So right now you go in, if you're in the Republican Party, or I think in the Democrat Party, I'm not sure if they do this anymore, but in the Republican Party, you go into caucus in your precinct, in your area, and you can select people, you can, you know, that's a mechanism to access the ballot. Alternatively, and then for, you know, state, it happens at different levels depending on what the candidate is going for. It can happen at the precinct level. It can happen at the Senate district level. It can happen at the state level. If for statewide and federal races, it happens at the state assembly level. And it is the party who has the ability to put people on the ballot through that process. Also, you can petition on. So generally in the Republican Party, people that just petition onto the ballot and don't go through the caucus process, don't go face the most involved members of this, of the Colorado Republican Party, but just, you know, pay people to collect enough signatures to get their name on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
But they get a lot of criticism from the most engaged members of the party. Why won't you face us? You know, why is it that you're just going for the petition? Some do both. Some will go through the caucus, but then as kind of a backstop, we'll have the petitions done so that even if they lose at caucus, they're still on the ballot. This Proposition 310 makes it so that the only way to access the ballot is petition. Caucus goes away, and it's a jungle primary. So one primary ballot, all of the candidates on the ballot. So for, you know, say the, you know, my state rep, and it wouldn't happen because I'm in the reddest county in the state, but could happen in some of the other, that you would have 2-3 Democrats that make it through your primary and end up on your November ballot. So you've got the consolidating primaries into a single ballot. And this is, again, all of these things are favoring big money. Because it comes down to your ability to get petitions, your ability to get the message out from a consolidated primary standpoint, that becomes even more important. And then you end up with, you know, who knows what on the November ballot. And this is the third thing that Proposition 310 does, is it will make it so that the general election is ranked choice voting. So basically it's a radical transformation of the Colorado election system, which they've told us for the past several years is the gold standard.
It doesn't need
reform. But this is being pushed by a billionaire who's rumored to be running for governor. So he wants to buy himself a new election system before he does. Allegedly,
okay.
Apparently, in my opinion, according to internal sources close to the matter.
Who are they? Cite your sources.
Yeah. No. I will not, because I don't have any internal sources close to Kent Theory and his plans for, you know, becoming the governor and oh gosh, it's just, it's too horrible to even think about. Let's talk about some of these other things that are equally as horrible. Proposition 108, this initiative would reduce assessment rates to 5.7% for residential properties and 24% for commercial properties. 24% for commercial properties, a tax assessment rate.
That's wild.
And that's a reduction.
What was it before?
I don't know. Let's see if it says. See if it says what it currently is here. Pull up. This is a Colorado Paul's 108. They got their signatures. What is it currently? Come on, guys. Come on, man. Yeah. So this goes along with that first one that made the ballot about the max increases of 4%, but it's not telling me what the commercial assessment rate is before this. I wonder why. I wonder why they're not telling us. Like, they don't, we don't want you to know that it's 65%. yeah. All right. Well, so then
how do y'all even eat in Colorado? Jesus
Christ. Yeah. Well, you know, I do not recommend buying food from the dollar store.
Right.
Because they the dollar store is I believe one of the mechanisms, again, my opinion, through which they're poisoning poor people. I bought a box of cereal at the dollar store once and brought it home, and it was like, I don't know, cotton candy, horrifying thing that you would never feed your children, except, you know, I'm mother of the year.
Was it name brand?
No, it was, oh, I mean, okay. It was, it said on the box may cause cancer on a box of cereal. Stop and it. I'm like, we're never buying anything from the dollar store.
No
ever
way.
Again.
Yeah. No way.
It did. Sure did.
Yeah, that's insane.
Sure did. Terrible, terrible stuff.
Yo, you know, that's one thing I will give RFK, man, is like he really is adamant about making sure to get all this excess out of our food. Like, I will give him that because he's really that's a message that he constantly pushes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's necessary. It's necessary that we reclaim our supply chains, that we reclaim our food sources, that we get the massive corporate interests who spend boatloads of money to make sure that they can continue to poison us. That needs to end. And yeah. I'm excited about this idea. You know, tomorrow RFK is making an announcement about his campaign, and it's largely speculated that he is going to drop out and endorse Trump, and that he will have a role in the Trump administration.
Look, I'm okay with that.
I'm for it. I saw something that said RFK, I think it was Redheaded Libertarian who posted this. RFK, the CIA killed my father and my uncle, Donald J. Trump. How would you like to be their boss? Making a RFK CIA director. I think that's a good, you know,
something
to explore, but also
I'm here for it.
Yeah, but like also HHS, you know, FDA, overseeing the pharma companies, holding them accountable. There's so many great places he could play, I think. I'm for it.
I think it's good. I think it's very, very good. And truth be told, you know, I feel bad for him and what's the name? Shanahan.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fact that they pretty much without the excess lawfare, they're going through the same thing that Trump was going through.
Yeah.
You know, without the arrests and, you know, getting shot at. But,
well,
you know, they're experiencing this two-tier system firsthand. You know,
we all are, Darren.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you
do with it?
I hear Costa Rica's nice.
Yeah. El Salvador.
I watched a special on El Salvador. Like, it was I think this guy named Nick Shirley or whatever. He went down there. Yes. He went down there. They gave him a tour of like the prison and. Like they're using the technology the police department is using. Like these people are going, they're cleaning house out there.
Yeah. Bukele. He came in and he's like, we're not doing this anymore.
Yep. Yep.
I like it. I like it. Yeah. It's what we need because the corruption is global. It's very much we're end stage globalism, and it's kind of like we either fight back and reclaim it all, or we plunge into 1,000 years of darkness.
Well, DC Drano said something interesting. You follow him?
A little bit.
Okay. DC Drano said, he said they lost their affirmative action. He said they're quickly losing corporate DEI. They lost Roe v. Wade. They lost Chevron. They're losing their 2A infringements. They're losing that. Their censorship control of social media. They're losing full control of media narratives. They've lost support for endless foreign wars. They've lost our blind trust in big pharma products and scientific institutions. They've lost our blind trust of the FBI, DOJ, and Soros prosecutors. They're losing the ability to freely groom children and put porn in schools. And soon they will lose their ability to rig our elections. This is why they indicted Trump 4 times and impeached him twice. This is why he was almost shot in the head. They may be in power now, but that grip on power gets looser by the day.
Yeah, the only, so two things in response to that. One, he was shot in the head. The ear is part of the head. So I think it's important to realize that, you know, that story went away so fast. The leading candidate for the presidency was shot in the head, and it just went away.
Yeah, they just threw it down a memory hole.
Yep, that's problematic.
And sadly, look what it was overshadowed by a coup. Like, well,
they had to have some change of narrative. Yeah, because you had Elon come out after the attempted assassination. And that's when Elon went all in on Trump. And he had been hedging pretty hard prior to that. But that was enough for him. And it was enough for a lot of people.
It was enough for Zuckerberg to say it was a badass moment. Like,
and it was.
Yeah.
It was. Yep. I mean, he was shot in the head, and he got up and told everybody to fight.
That's the guy we need right now.
What we don't need is AstroTurf Joy. and men who are happily taking a back seat for their testosterone, as Dana Bash likes to say.
That right there is the most brutal thing. I can't believe she said that. That is crazy. Yeah. On national television.
Wow. Yeah, she sure did. And we will we'll cover that on Sunday when we talk about the DNCC. A couple more of these ballot measures, and then we'll talk about crime. Right to school choice. And these are, again, these ones we're going through right now are pending signature review. The right to school choice being enshrined in the state constitution.
That'll be good.
Yeah, it's great. That's a great thing. I can't believe it made it.
How do you think it's going to go?
Good stuff. Well, let's see if we can see how it's written.
Okay.
All right. The people of the state of Colorado hereby find and declare that all children have the right to equal opportunity to access a quality education, that parents have the right to direct the education of their children, and that school choice includes neighborhood, charter, private, and homeschools, open enrollment options, and future innovations in education. Each K-12 child has the right to school choice. I love it. Everybody vote yes.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
Make
some noise for an ounce of common sense in Colorado. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good one. I skipped over 112. 112 is all offenders charged with a violent crime in Colorado are required to serve 75% of their sentence before they are eligible for parole. This initiative would require offenders convicted of crimes that occur after January 1st, 2025 to serve 85% of their sentence before being eligible for parole. Parole eligibility would remain the same for offenders convicted of crimes that occur before January 1st, 2025, as well as for offenders with 2 prior violent crime convictions who must serve their full sentence before being eligible for parole.
How you think that's going to go? You think Colorado's sick enough of the bullshit? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you hesitated on that one.
I'm wondering what's hidden in it.
Oh, okay.
Like the wording, right? have to do some more research on that one. Okay, we've got 145, a profession called veterinary professional associate, which requires a master's degree and registration with the State Board of Veterinary Medicine. So, okay. Is there a...
Whatever that means.
What? Yeah, I mean, this is the government creating a new profession. I understand that
they need the... Oh, I get it. More tax money. Gotcha. Okay.
Well, and more requirements for people to enter the veterinary field. I think the State Board of Veterinary Medicine, you know, that's a good thing. We want people that are claiming to be vets and touching our pets or touching large animals with a lot of animal agriculture here in Colorado to be certified and whatnot. Mm-hmm. My initial reaction is this a role for government as it pertains to the licensing and, you know, registration pieces of it? Sure. But as it pertains to the government creating a profession, I don't know, it feels a bit like overreach to me. 157 funding for law enforcement. That's a weird thing to hear in Colorado, where we hashtag defund the police as a matter of business.
Shocking.
It is shocking, actually. This initiative creates the Peace Officer Training and Support Fund, which would provide funding for law enforcement officer training, retention, and hiring, as well as benefits for spouses and children of first responders, of officers or first responders killed in the line of duty. That's good.
Okay.
I can get down with that. I need to read all of it, but I can get down with that. I think that's good. If you're a public servant and you're killed in the line of duty, your family should be taken care of. Absolutely.
Are these plans being rolled out, like, because is it because the lizard overlords have gotten a gust of common sense, or is it because people are telling them?
Okay. I do not believe that our lizard overlords have common sense. I think that they...
What do you mean by that?
Get out there and cry. I think that the great reset to the new world order is the goal. But ballot measures can come two ways, right? They can be passed by the legislature, but it's something that requires a vote of the people because it's constitutional or whatever. And so there can be General Assembly-led ballot measures and then ballot measures by the people. There were many efforts over the summer to get ballot measures on. There was, preventing teachers from transing your kids without your knowledge and consent. That one failed. They didn't get enough signatures. Preventing ranked choice voting. That one failed. They didn't get enough signatures.
Hold on, what happened with the transing of the kids? What'd you say?
Yeah, it was like preventing parents have the right to the, to knowledge of what, teachers and administrators and school counselors are doing in gender theory. So if your kid is in school and they're like, I think I'm a boy, but I'm a girl. They're not allowed to, it would have prevented teachers from being able to socially transition your child, to use a different name, to use different pronouns, to introduce them to additional types of things like hormone treatments and potentially, you know, sterilization and mutilation. That preventing that and making it kind of parents' rights was a ballot measure that was pushed pretty hard. And there was a solid ground game of people collecting signatures, but they couldn't quite get there because the signatures are, it's quite a lot that you have to collect. Now, 310, that's one ballot measure that does three things. And within it, you have enough signatures. They got there. It's still pending signature review. According to this, I think it did make the ballot though. I could be mistaken on that, but I think it did make the ballot. With that, my theory on the reason that they were able to get that on the ballot is because you've got a billionaire pushing it who really, really wants it in place before he runs for governor. And so he can pay anybody whatever they need to go get those signatures. And again, that ballot measure wants to make that the only way to access the ballot. So no longer is in your community, talking with the most engaged members of your party, making your case for why you're the best person, and your community coming together and nominating you for that role, for that office as a part of the Republicans in Douglas County or whatever. Now it's all signatures. And it's really not easy to get people to petition for signatures unless you're paying them, which means there's a money barrier to being able to access the ballot. Thank you, billionaires and Democrats.
But I all right. Know. No, I got you.
All right. So we're going to shift gears here and talk about crime. One of our favorite topics.
Subject. Yes.
Yeah. But before we do, we're going to hear from our last two sponsors. We'll be right back.
This is a special report.
Knowing how to invest your money is harder than ever before. Dealing with stock market volatility, record debt, and terrorist attacks requires new thinking. At U.S. Asset Management, we can help you see the world more clearly so that you can move beyond the chaos and invest with confidence. Call us, visit us online, or drop by our office. U.S. Asset Management, helping you make better decisions with your money.
If you haven't noticed, gold has reached a new high, all-time highs, actually, and keeps going up every day. Why is that? It's because precious metals are a long-time historical store of value. And if you own a portfolio and you have assets in the fiat currencies, i.e. stocks, bonds, cash, or whatever, you're vulnerable to hyperinflation, which is coming as our debt explodes another trillion every 90 days. It's really scary. So how do you protect yourself? Go to Advisor Metals. If you look on any of our CDM.press sites, about halfway down, there's an ad for Advisor Metals. Click on it, fill out the form for your contact info, and Igor Bashatsky will contact you and talk to you. It's an easy conversation. There's no sales pitch. He's completely verified by us. He has a regulatory background we've checked into. We've checked with his bankers. We've checked with his IRA custodians for metals. And we can highly recommend Advisor Metals and ERA. So go to Advisor Metals. If you call them directly, tell them we sent you at CDM, and he'll definitely take care of you. But protect your portfolio because you really need to. It's coming. Thank you. Contagion kit is something new. Can you tell us about that and what's in it and what it's for?
Well, the contagion kit is specifically geared towards a respiratory virus. It mm-hmm. includes some of the medications that we've been talking about that are well known to be able to treat respiratory viruses. And mm-hmm. importantly, it includes a nebulizer, a mm-hmm. way to aerosolize a liquid medication so that you can breathe it into the lungs. Mm-hmm. Again, these kits are not meant to replace your doctor or a relationship with a doctor. They are not meant for you to fly solo. We have telemedicine visits mm-hmm. available if you have any questions about the symptoms you're having. There is a booklet in there as well that supports and kind of coaches you through what symptoms you may be having from something. So these aren't meant to be a panacea to replace mm-hmm. everything in medicine. It's a way, however, for people to feel and to be prepared, to be at the ready, to be more resilient, and to be more immune from the sorts of intrusions that we saw during COVID, where your insurance company or your own doctor or the pharmacist or the pharmacy was refusing to let people get a hold of medication.
And we're back.
Yeah.
All right. So we've been talking for weeks about how crime is on the rise in Colorado. Colorado is safer.
No, it's not true. Crime is down.
Sure. let's put that to the test. See how many of these crime headlines we can get through before the end of the show. A wave of violence leaves six dead in Adams County. Adams County District Attorney Brian Mason.
That didn't really happen. It's not true. Don't believe what you're reading.
Yeah, Adams County District Attorney Brian Mason personally goes to the scene of all homicides in his jurisdiction. He didn't get much sleep this weekend. This is August 12th. In my 17, there were six homicides in 36 hours in Adams County, one in Aurora and five in Commerce City, a single weekend that matched the city's typical homicide count for a full year. Quote, I'm 17 and a half years as a prosecutor. In my 17 and a half years as a prosecutor, I've never had that many homicides occur in such a short amount of time, said Mason, who noted that the various incidents are not related. I don't think it's more comforting that the incidents are not related, right? It's like, so you have one dude that kills six people. Okay, it's sad and horrible, and the six people are dead. You have six people killed by six other people. That's a crime spree.
Yeah, that's a wave. That's a wave.
Your sound went down for me. Did you change something?
No.
Oh, it's better now. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we've got that. We're criming around in Adams County.
We're criming around. Mm-hmm. What'd you do this weekend? Just crimed around.
And we're going to jump. So we're going to jump around on all different types of crime right there. Now we're starting off with six homicides, and now we're going to go over to,
Is that the lightest of them, or like, does it get worse?
No. I honestly don't.
You didn't put this in any particular order?
Not in any particular order. All right. So Clear Creek County crews hit Colorado man's car twice. Insurance company says they don't have to pay. The county hits dude's car twice.
Right.
Considering Anthony Zacharias has the video of a road grader smashing into his car twice, driven by an employee with Clear Creek County Road and Bridge, you might think he is at least entitled to some compensation for his
vehicle. Who said he's not entitled to it?
The insurance company, the County Technical Services, Inc. insurance company that Clear Creek County uses for a provider, they say he deserves nothing. A snow plow is not a motorized vehicle or something stupid.
What the hell do you call it then? Like that? Like, what is that?
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, that, yeah, it's cooked. It's done.
So the county.
Is that a Subaru?
The county smashes into your car. County driver, county vehicle smashes into your car. It is a Subaru Forester, totals it. And they're like, yeah, but we hit it with a vehicle that doesn't count as a motorized vehicle, even though it has a motor and it's clearing snow.
So how does that work? Does his insurance company have to go after them now?
I don't know. Let's see if it says here. We've got CGIA does not protect an employee if they have a car crash in a work car. CTSI argued that the road grader that the employee was driving was not a mobile vehicle or mobile machinery. What is it then?
These people are crazy.
Yeah.
The county did not respond. I'm suing everybody down to his mama.
But dude. The car was parked in his driveway.
Oh, yo, yeah. Somebody got to pay.
Yeah. So I would imagine it is probably his insurance company, but that's messed up.
Yeah. I mean, I'm suing for everything. I'm suing for the kidneys. I'm suing everything. I want everything.
Firstborn child. I'm just kidding.
Sacrifice the child.
Get out there and cry, man.
Get out there and plow.
All right. So now we're moving over to Pueblo. The worst it's ever been. Neighbors on the east side of Pueblo say crime is out of control. This is from just a couple days ago, August 20. Neighbors on the east side of Pueblo say crime is out of control. Some told News 5 they feel so unsafe they considered moving out of the city. Now they're calling on the Pueblo City Council and Pueblo Police Department to address their concerns. This is a dude named Brian Steepleton who's lived there since 1960. Thinking back, you know, this neighborhood was a great neighborhood, he said. And then he said, it's not like it used to be. Back in the day, you could go out there and there would be kids playing all over. Now you go up the street and you don't see a soul.
Are these all counties and are all areas that have that wanted to defund police?
Not necessarily. This is all over the state. Crime's up all over the state. Yeah. So Pueblo is down south, about an hour or so south of Colorado Springs. Clear Creek is out to the west, kind of when you're going up into the foothills. The first one, Adams County, that we talked about, that's Denver and Aurora. We talk a lot about Aurora on the show.
Yeah, sure do.
Which is where Darren was born, everyone.
Yep.
Round of applause. Yep. Shout out to Darren for being born in Aurora, the most dangerous part of the state.
Not going back. Nope.
That's right.
Hold on.
We are not going back. Like ever. That's in case anybody missed the DNCC, our, you know what? I'll just play it.
Yeah, may as well.
I'll just play it. Hold for processing. I don't have
it. No, Jerry.
Yeah, so at the Sunday will be our DNCC show, everybody. But just because I need that joke to land, we're gonna play this again. All right.
Oh yeah.
All right. Here we go. Wait, where'd it go? Okay, here we go.
These Project 2025 people, like Trump and Vance, are not just weird, they're dangerous. They want to take us backwards. But we aren't going back, like ever.
I feel like we need can you send me the Dana Bash link again? I feel like that is so perfect to follow the Jared Polis link.
I definitely can.
So Polis, for folks who missed it, came out on Wednesday night during the DNCC and spoke. He brought out a prop book that Democrats spent money on to create this illusion of Project 2025, this giant book. And then he just proceeded to tell so many lies about what's in Project 2025 and Trump's involvement in it that even ABC7 had to call him out on it, which I just find hilarious and delicious. All right. So this is hang on. I'm gonna make this work. I make this bad boy run. All right, here we go. So yeah. We heard like ever. We're not going back. Like ever. Like ever. And you might think like, hey girl, you might think like, what are they thinking? Oh no, there is a strategy. Here's what they're thinking.
But they are doing so in trying to put forward male figures, Tim Walz being one of them, Doug Emhoff last night. Who can speak to men out there who might not be the sort of testosterone laden, you know,
men without testosterone
kind of guy who Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I can't do her anymore. I love it so much. It's like, no, look, you know we're what? Really making a concerted you know effort to put eunuchs on the stage because testicles are so last year. We're just going to lop those things right off and we're going to put all these men up there to understand how to support a woman.
Yeah, horrendous.
I really want... when dealing with Russia and China and North Korea, when dealing with Israel and Hamas and the South American figures, Maduro, I would really like for our male leaders to have testicles. Call me old fashioned.
I mean, you know, it's you got to get with the times.
Mm.
You got to get with the times.
I can stick that song in my head again. All right. Back to crime. Hey, look, we're going over into your neck of the woods. Aurora Police, Colorado agencies create gang violence task force. And just before you think it's, are we talking Bloods and Crips? Nope.
No. We're talking about Trinidad Aragua.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Didn't they take over? Yeah, taking over apartment buildings and everything.
Well, apparently that was not true.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. So, okay. So they did not, Venezuelan newcomers, when they thought Maduro was defeated, took over a shopping parking lot area and, you know, shot guns in the air, shot some police cars, no big deal. They're just really excited because of the election. Everybody calm down. They definitely weren't gangs.
Yeah.
Then apartment buildings were taken over and there were reports that they were being, you know, guarded by Venezuelan gang members with guns. No, not gangs.
Not at all.
Absentee landlords that were just being negligent or something like that. Then Mayor Mike came out and said, we realize that Venezuelan gangs are a problem and we're developing a task force.
Mike, man, look, yo, let me help Mike out. Mike, what is wrong with you, bro? Get your life together.
Communism.
I understand you're probably funded by Soros and all the, but dude, you got to get it together. People are leaving your state. Tax dollars are leaving your state. What is wrong with you?
Unfortunately, I have like 17 more crime stories and I think we have time for like two.
Okay.
Welcome to sunny, colorful Colorado, where we have more crime than we know what to do with. So yes, Venezuelan gangs are a problem. Aurora police say that the gang task force main goal will be to assist agencies around the area by maximizing resources and sharing intelligence into ongoing investigations. Mayor Mike Kaufman, this is the Aurora mayor, not to be confused with the Denver mayor, Mike Johnston. He seems a little less feckless, to be honest, because he's actually making a gang task force, says this has been discussed and even put into practice for a time lately. That's the intelligence sharing. One of the biggest efforts now is to engage with and learn from the community. Quote, we're also aggressively, having presence in these pockets where there's concentrations of Venezuelan migrants to be able to say to ourselves, or at least our law enforcement personnel at the state, local and federal levels, to identify who these bad actors are and get them off the street. Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we not settle them in our communities in the first place?
Ding, 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 ding. Hold on. You know what?
Call me crazy.
You know, that was a great answer. Hey, here we go. Ash, come on down. Great answer. What does she win, everybody? You win the reward of common sense.
And communism. So I was looking for, and I don't have it pulled up, the one other story on the, oh, here it is. Yeah, no, I do have it. I do have it pulled up. All right, over on Colorado Free Press. Do you remember when we talked about the jewelry store that was stolen? Yeah. So that was Venezuelan gang members.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I heard they robbed some gun stores too.
I think I have that one too. Yeah. Okay. We'll come to that one next. So this guy had to be extradited back to Denver from Venezuela because they robbed a jewelry store and,
Took him back. They actually took him back. Okay.
They brought him back. Yeah. He was,
Maduro said, okay, send him on. All right. Shocking.
Yeah. I mean, newcomers are our strength and stuff. So we're told. I'm looking for the so with the gun stores, so we've got, let me share this, we have several gun stores are being robbed all over the place, which you and I have talked about this before. I find this to be so counterintuitive. Yeah. Like, why, like, that's, it's big balls to go into a gun store and steal from somebody that owns a gun store, but apparently they're not doing a great job of protecting the gun stores.
I mean, right. Like, come on, man. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Strange stuff. I don't have information that this was Venezuelans though. So just to be clear, the first gun store that robbery that we covered was like a sporting goods store by a bunch of teenagers. So, we've got more crime. We've got four minors arrested after allegedly firing at Aurora police officers. That's fun. Brazen, getting brazen. What else do we got? We did that one already.
Oh, I got a doozy. This has nothing to do with Colorado, but it has to do with Colorado adjacent California.
Yeah. That's Colorado's ground zero.
Yeah, that's the
what you got?
Oh, it's in the private chat.
All right, so that's the one you said to play before we leave?
Yes, you have to.
All right, cool. So we will do that now. That'll be our outro. We'll play this video because we are out of time. And we will be back here on Sunday at our regularly scheduled time with our DNCC recap. It'll be good. It'll be fun. Everybody will enjoy it.
It's a movie.
And until then, everybody have a great week. Try to, try to stay safe, especially if you're in Colorado, because that is now much more difficult to do apparently, yeah. allegedly.
Stay dangerous out there, folks.
According to sources close to the matter and stuff. Mm-hmm. Right, hang on a sec. I gotta pull this. All right, everybody. We will we'll see you on the flip.
How did California get so much homelessness?
I mean, because of our own policies and neglect. We put up our feet. We rested on our laurels.
How did California get so much homelessness?
I mean, because of our own policies and neglect. We put up our feet. We rested on our laurels.
How did California get so